Okay, thanks, Ron. This is in the EUI. Not much else. That's pretty well I've got this week. I think I will check in the WCW just reminded me that listener QSO party, single sideband, is this weekend also. So I got a couple hours, so I'm going to check into that and see if I can, any contacts I can make the time allotted. So anyway, that's it for me on this end. I hope everyone has a good weekend or week and upcoming weekend. And you've got to get to the week, get to the weekend. So I don't want to rush the week. Supposed to be some rain Thursday, I think, Thursday evening, I think. I believe I'll cut the lawn on Thursday, and it's supposed to rain on Friday and Saturday, so I'll get the lawn cut and before rain again. So anyway, I'm going to pop it back in control and say goodnight, everybody. N8EUI. Goodnight.
All right, Tom, yeah, that's what I did the night before the net. I went out and mowed the grass. Tomorrow night, right after work, I got a ice cream ride with my old motorcycle group from the Saginaw area, Tri-City area. So they on every other Tuesday, they try and do a ride someplace to an ice cream store. So we've got the next one tomorrow, so I'm going to try and make that one. So I figured I better mow the lawn tonight, so... All right, next up on the list, N8KPR, stand by many. Good evening again, Bob.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, I got a mess going on around here. I have a cluster, you know what, but Thursday? Yeah, I think it was Tuesday. My daughter lives in Cleveland, or by Cleveland. Just west of Cleveland. Anyways, they had tornadoes go through there. And she didn't have power. She didn't have cell service. She got in contact with us through Facebook Messenger, I think it was. But anyways, and they couldn't buy a generator. There wasn't any to be had. Stores weren't open because they didn't have any power. And they said they'd have it back and within 24 hours, well, it was 48 hours, and they still didn't have power, and she says everything's starting to, she didn't want stuff to start falling out in the freezer, so she was, you know, crying on the phone, you know, can you come down here and bring your generator? I says, well, okay, you know, being a dad, you know, you got to do stuff like that, so I went down there and did that, and went down there, dropped it off, got everything hooked up, got things started up, and, visited for a little bit, then I says, okay, I got to go back. I got to go back home. So we spent about 10 hours on the road that day. And then we had to, let me buy a second here. Then we had to, so when I got home, we were supposed to go up to our place up north, but we said, okay, we can't do that because we just lost a day. And I had people coming in on Monday, well, today, and they were here to replace my driveway, which is like 90-something feet long and 12, 13, 14 feet wide, and plus with a turnaround and blah, blah, blah. And anyways, they were tearing that all out and putting in cement. So that meant, and that had a camping trip coming up on this Thursday. So I had to find some place to put my trailer. I had to find some place to put my golf cart that's on a trailer. I had to find some place to park my cars because I can't get them in. I can't just park them in the yard because it's surrounded with, like, cedars and pines, and there's no way to get in between them. So, anyways, that's what I had to deal with. That's just a short story. That's just the short story. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Ron. Everybody appreciates it. So, 7-3-0, everybody, have a great week. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, there's always something going on, isn't there? Yeah, I know how things go there, and that's usually the way my days go. It's trying to figure something out, or trying to do something, or trying to fix something, or whatever. So, all right, next up on the list, we got Benny, 88PAZ, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Benny.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Tried to drill them with a battery-operated drill, but that didn't work. I had to get my electric one out, but I did get them done. So other than that, everything is going okay. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Yeah, the batteries tend to go out when you need them the most. I know I had an issue with my car, and my son-in-law took it for a ride. We still think it's the wheel hubs are wearing out, the bearings are wearing out. But he said, when was the last time you rotated the tires? I said, well, I haven't since I've had these put on, and it's been a couple of years. So he said, rotate the tires first, see if that does anything. So I went out yesterday morning and took the, I got a battery-powered impact wrench, and boy, I'll tell you, that's my one pet peeve is when you have tires put on, these guys or gals at the tire shop always use an impact wrench to put the dang wheels on, or the lug nuts back on the wheels. If my wife ever had to change a tire on the road, she would never be able to get those lug nuts.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Go in, I said, do not use an impact wrench, air wrench on these. Said, put them on by hand, torque them to 105 pounds is what they're supposed to be with a hand torque wrench. Do not use the air wrench. Well, I go to get them off, and even the impact wrench that's designed for this wouldn't take them off. I wore down a battery trying to get them off. I switched to another battery and pretty much wore that one down. But several of them I had to get out the wrench, the regular old manual wrench, and just use muscle power on them to try and get these lug nuts loose. So, yeah, the batteries on the tools only last so long, and if you don't keep them charged up about the time you want to use it, they die on you. And then I was about to go get it. That battery went dead. I was going to have to get the air compressor out and the pneumatic impact wrench to see if I can get these off. So we did manage and got it. Unfortunately, it didn't help the situation, so I'm probably still going to have the wheel hubs replaced. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Oh, no.